me talk to you about hair loss. Hair loss is such a confronting idea, isn't it? Whether you're a man or a woman. Be it from chemotherapy, be it from alopecia, be it a genetic inheritance, pattern balding. It's seen in men and also commonly in women, or just part of the aging process. You just lose clumps of hair. I read that one cancer survivor said, losing my hair was worse than losing my breast through a mastectomy. Without my hair, I just felt I wasn't me. I had no idea until I started losing it that my hair was such a big part of my identity. So there's been a major scientific breakthrough on this from Japan, and for the first time ever, they've been successful in recreating hair follicles that can behave like your natural hair inside your body. It can grow, it can shed, and it can regrow over time. This breakthrough is a hint that what was once thought impossible might become the possible, that hair loss can be reversed. Carolyn Evans-Frost is a specialist in hair and scalp care. She's a doctor, a trichologist, I think is the correct term. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
Trichologist. I've never even heard that term. So that's a specialist doctor in this stuff.
It's a specialist trichologist. We're a hair and scalp specialist. We're not actually a medical doctor, but we are specialists in hair and scalp conditions.
Mm. So, I mean, hair, the reversal of hair loss is something that's evaded science, well, forever. We've never known how to do it. Do you think this new research out of Japan holds a great hope?
It does hold great hope, but we can regrow hair now, but we don't completely understand the whole basis of it. So there are lots of things available. So all new research is totally welcome.
Mm. So tell us more about it. So what have these scientists in Japan actually done?
Well, my reading the article, and it was just an article that came past me today, they're finding different things in stem cells. So probably the comment that I will make is the most common type of hair loss they've been focusing on is male pattern balding or male pattern hair thinning. And in that area, they lose the top area of their head, but they don't lose the horseshoe or the terminal area. Okay, so they know that that's related to DHT. And if they transplant a hair from that terminal area to the front of the head in a bald male, he will never lose the transplanted hair. So we've been waiting for over 30 years. Like, why is it? What protects that particular hair from the DHT, which is in the body? So we're hoping that some of their research might be something to do with that, or something more down deeper to do with stem cells for these poor alopecia areata or alopecia totalis patients.
Mm. In terms of hair loss, if you lose hair because of chemotherapy, it will all regrow back, won't it? Or is that not necessarily so?
It depends. In most cases, I see it's a temporary type of hair loss. The chemo is quite invasive, so they can lose their hair, which is really, really hard for women and men in that case. But most of the time, it does grow back to its genetic hair type. Sometimes it grows back, but it changes because the chemo can change the DNA down there in the hair bulb. And some types of cancers I've seen, like repeated type brain tumours and radiation, that it can cause some permanent scarring where it doesn't grow back in some certain patches. But that's where the transplants are really exciting.
Mm. So this potential research, would it be able to address the growing back of hair across all of those different reasons that you might lose it? Chemotherapy, genetic inheritance, just ageing?
I think based on what I read, it was more the type of hair that doesn't grow back. Like a lot of types of hair loss, like the chemotherapy, like I said, it grows back. It's a disturbance in the hair cycle because of the treatment, but the treatment obviously helps save lives, and then the hair recovers because hair, skin and nails are non-essential. So I feel like the research is more for the types of hair loss that are more permanent and scarring and in the past have required hair transplants. It sounds really exciting for those types of things. But the temporary types of hair loss, they do regrow on their own, and they're related to the hair cycle, nutritional problems.
Mm. Jason's got a good question. He says, if you were to start regrowing hair, targeting your scalp, Would hair in other areas of your body also regrow, like perhaps in your nose or your ears?
It depends on, like, if they're doing something from a stem cell and sort of transplanting, like, that research, the article we're talking about, it didn't say how were they going to deliver that. So just say it was a tablet, it was a systemic thing, or there's a product out there they use called minoxidil, which can be oral or topical. It can affect the hair on other areas of your body. So I really don't know what this research, they're not really stating what it is, because it sounds like it's in very early stages.
Because would be a disastrous consequence, wouldn't it, to have hair suddenly growing all over your body?
Correct.
You look like Cousin It. So can you explain to me, Carolyn, why it is such a profound and confronting experience for people to lose hair?
Well, I think, you know, I agree with the article, and you mentioned the word before, it's identity. Mm. You know, and I find it with both men and women. I see a lot of young men these days, and women, you know, perimenopause, menopause, like, it is their identity. And to have your hair change, the texture, the look, or the physical, you know, hair loss, the clumps of hair falling out, you know, it's really scary. It causes hair anxiety, and it really does, you know, represent your identity, how you present yourself out in society. So it's very personal, even though they say hair loss is just cosmetic. It's much deeper, it's psychological.
Indeed. But then remember that pop star Sinead O'Connor?
Yes.
And she shaved her head, and it was such a powerful statement.
Absolutely, and they mentioned that in that article, that you know, back in the days, they if someone was, you know, done something wrong in society, they shaved their head and make them walk through town, particularly women, with a shaved head. So, you know, it was like a punishment.
Or indeed a statement. So you think of a skinhead and they're kind of making a bold statement to the world about who they are and what they think.
Yes, absolutely. And, like, I see guys who want to shave their head, but they want to see that full hairline there, that they'll regrow their hair just to show that hairline. Or they even do tattoos these days to represent the hairline, but they want to have that shaved head look.
It is really common, though, isn't it, to lose hair, particularly just with the ageing process?
Well, it's an accumulation to the ageing process, so it absolutely does happen for men. Of course, there's a lot of genetic factors. They've got what we call a dominant gene. For women, you've got the menopause, so then they say that it is age-related. The women's one, it is more treatable. The men, they need to get it much earlier. As I said, it's a dominant gene. For women, it's recessive, but there are treatments out there.
So it is different. It's a different gene for men and women, that the pattern baldness.
It's the same gene, but for women, it's recessive, meaning we need two genes and the beauty of the hormonal factors of menopause. For men, if they just have the gene, now we know it's either side of the family, they can get it. But normally it does have to happen over, you know, vitamin D deficiency, life things as well.
Fascinating to chat to you, Dr. Carolyn Evans. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you. It's been fun.
Yeah, like all science, I guess, this is just the early stages. They've been able to recreate the growth of hair in mice, but there'll be a number of stages before it gets to market. So we'll have to watch this space, as we say. Coming up to 5 minutes of news, this is Evenings. I'm Renee Grosch. I'll catch you on the other side.
Before the sun rises, your local ABC team.